Still, still sticking with what I said yesterday. You know, in order to play, I'm going to need to be on the field 2 days before the game. So that's Friday of this week or Tuesday of next week. Obviously, I was limited to zero participation today, depending on what you consider coaching tips. So just waiting the waiting game and see what happens.
How frustrating has this whole process been for you to not be able to play?
Well, you know, it's disappointing because I care about it so much and love being out there with the guys. But you know, this is why football is a team sport. It's about the other 52 guys on the active roster and guys picking up the slack. We've dealt with injuries around here for a long time, and it's a next man up mentality. It's tough to not be out there, obviously, because I love playing. But I'm just trying to help out as much as I can.
When you watch a 5-2 season turn into 5-5 in so short amount of time, does that increase your urgency? If you can even increase that at all, I don't know if that would even play in a factor at all.
Well, there's been urgency since I was in the locker room, trying to get my pads back on and go back out in Chicago. But this is a tough injury to deal with because it's not like you can tough through this or gut it out, which I've done with various other injuries throughout my career. It is difficult, but you just have to trust the process and hope it heals quicker than some people think.
Aaron, did you have to take any new pictures either late yesterday afternoon or this morning to see how far along the bone healing process?
I did take a couple pictures of my mustache. I'm not on Twitter, so I can't post those yet. But once the season's over, I'll make sure I refresh those to my followers.
X-rays of the column.
Oh, X-rays? No.
Scott's done with his opportunity?
You know, I'm proud of Scott, the way he stepped in, and especially, his first action when he took just a few reps that week and stepped in and threw for almost 300 yards. Last week, he hit a lot of the deep throws. Obviously, he'd like to have a couple throws back from that game, but that's typical. You know, we're always striving to be perfect. He's learning on the fly. It's a quick experience for him being thrown out there. His preparation has been very good, his approach, and I think he's primed to have a good week.
Aaron, do you believe this team will stay in the race without you until you get back?
Yes.
Aaron, might be somewhat difficult to answer, but how much of a team's fate do you think hinges on your return?
I don't look at it like that. I think this is, it's a team sport, and guys need to pick up the slack, whether it's myself being down or when Clay's been out. Last year, we had a number of injuries where guys stepped up. The Super Bowl year, we had a number of guys on the injured reserve list. Obviously, when you touch the ball in every play, it might have a different significance, but a guy's got to pick up the slack, and we need to win these games.
Have you learned anything from not being in that starting role?
Just remind you how much you love what you're doing and how difficult it is to not be out there with your guys. This is a privilege to play in this league. I'm very blessed, not only with the talent, but with the opportunity and the platform that football has afforded to each and every one of us. And it just gives you perspective when you're not out there of why you do what you do.
The last 2 weeks, question. You did not speak in the locker room. You are speaking today. Are we to draw any conclusion from that? Are you feeling like you're closer now? Or why the decision to speak this week?
I just missed you guys a lot. That's why I want to be back here with all of you.